Welcome to the Bounce Back Podcast, a show where we talk about overcoming adversity and bouncing back from failures. I'm your host, Sam Grunberg. Welcome to episode one, Why Failure is the Key to Success. So what is failure? Why is overcoming failure in sports so essential? So, you know, I just want to talk about what failure is, first of all. So, you know, failure in sports can mean, you know, letting your team down, quote unquote, you know, not coming through in a moment, not being prepared for the moment, you know, letting your nervousness get ahead of you. And people think failure is a bad thing, right? People think failure is failure, and it is, but it's essential for growth. And I want to talk about some common types of failure in sports. And first, I want to talk about losing. Losing sucks, right? Yeah, it's horrible. We hate losing. Obviously, you play to win. But there's going to be a winner and a loser. And we can't look at losing as failing, because then we're going to be afraid to fail and then we're going to lose. You know what I mean? I forgot who it was. Someone said that Babe Ruth said, you can never let the fear of striking out stop you from hitting a home run. What he means by this is you can't let the fear of failure, you know, stop you from succeeding. As athletes, we cannot think about failing, and we cannot think about what's going to happen. Oh, I can't play on my tippy toes. You just got to go out there and play. And if you lose, you lose. But we really should not look at failures as losing, because you're going to lose, and that is what it is. But if you put the time in and if you work hard, you're going to be successful. And the success comes from your journey and the amount of work you put in. And you got to let the outcome be what it is. Another, you know, type of failure is injuries. Injuries are devastating, but they're not failures, because you're not failing anyone by getting injured. And you're not failing yourself by getting injured. Getting injured is a freak accident. No one wants it to happen, but it happens. And it is what it is. It's horrible. We know that. But you can never think of getting injured as a failure, because that's going to make you go down a really, really tough spiral. And you're going to, one, be sad that you failed. And two, you're going to be devastated that you're injured and you're not going to be able to do anything from it. I'm not saying, you know, getting injured isn't horrible, because it is. It's horrible, and, you know, it can be a really devastating thing that can happen to many athletes, you know, deterring their career in one way or another. But we can't look at injuries as a failure, because they're not, and these things are going to happen. Some other mistakes can include, you know, missing a shot or, you know, not coming through in the moment. But when we think about this as failure, we are putting a ton of pressure on ourselves to succeed and to not fail. And this even, you know, enhances the idea of failure that's in the back of our head. And if this is in the back of our head, we're already thinking about failure, then we've already failed. And I want to share just a small story about my journey and a failure that I've had. So I was a sophomore in high school, and I was on the varsity baseball team, and I was really excited because, you know, I was getting my shot on the team, and I wasn't starting this game. We were in a playoff game, and I wasn't starting, and it was kind of expected, right? I wasn't expecting to start. I was ready to come off the bench, though, and help my team, and, you know, sure enough, the seventh inning came around, and we had runners on second and third with two outs, and we needed a big hit, right? I mean, we were losing by one, and we're the home team, so if I got a hit, scored in two runs, we would have won. I would have been the hero of a playoff game, right? But as I walked up on deck, as I was warming up, as I was getting ready to hit, in my head, I was thinking, don't strike out. Don't get out. Don't let people down. What I should have been thinking was, you got this. You're the best player on this field. You are going to dominate this moment. I shouldn't have even let those thoughts of negativity and failure creep into my head, because once they did, I had already lost. I didn't know it at the time, but I had already lost. Sure enough, I walk up there, I fouled back the first pitch, and then I struck out looking on my third pitch. like I said, this stuff happens, and I'm not even, in the moment I was devastated, and obviously I'm not happy that it happened now. But what I want to share is the mentality that I had going in. I didn't stand a chance. I did not stand a chance from the beginning because of the mentality that I had. And I think that that's something that I totally have learned from, and that people can, you know, clearly learn from and attack their next big moment because they have a better mindset. So if I went in there and struck out on three pitches like I did, but I was confident and I told myself in my head, you got this and you're going to dominate. Hey, I didn't come through, but at least I was confident in telling myself that I had it. And I can think of tons of other times I have come through in the moment, and I have been thinking, you know, later, you know, more recently, past couple of years, where I've come through in a big moment and helped my team win, and I had been thinking, you got this, you're going to dominate this guy, this guy's got nothing on you. And so I'm really proud of that growth that I've had. So I think we talked about a little bit on why failure matters and how it can help athletes grow and improve in that, you know, first point that I made. Failure is essential because it puts you in a moment where you're so uncomfortable, and in that big moment, you've been there, right? Whether you've failed or not, you've been there and you're more comfortable. Every athlete's whole journey, there's always failure. Michael Jordan, yeah, he's won 6 finals and he is undefeated in the finals, but he got knocked out in the playoffs countless times before that, right? One player I want to talk about is LeBron James, right? LeBron James has been to the NBA Finals. I'm a huge LeBron fan, and I don't even know, because what, 10, 11 times? And he's won 4 times, right? And people in the beginning of his career were calling him, you know, he was one of the next best players ever, all this hype around him and all that. But LeBron James had not been to the finals, and he had been failing, quote unquote, according to everyone else. He had been failing to win an NBA Finals every single year. Finally, he gets to the finals and he gets swept. And everyone is calling him a fraud. Everyone's calling him the biggest failure. Everyone is calling him names. And the growth that he took and the success that he has, you know, gained now. And, you know, now he's won 4 NBA Finals. He came back the year after that and won 2 championships in a row. He is just a role model for people. Obviously, he's LeBron James, and he's, you know, the highest of the high in athletes. But, you know, I feel like it's similar to my story with, you know, failing to come through in a moment or not being ready mentally and then growing and then being ready mentally. And so I feel like him not being able to, you know, finish the job and failing. And then you cut to now where, you know, he's won 4 NBA Finals. He's, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player ever. You can argue with a wall on that one. You know, I think it's a really inspiring story. And so I just want to talk about some, you know, how to overcome failure and provide some tips, you know, such as we can learn from our mistakes. You know, this is hard because, and I recommend you doing it a couple days after. You know, let's say you're a gymnast and you're on the balance beam and you're doing your routine and you fall off. And you lose your competition, right? You're not going to want to look back at that film that night or even that day or even the day after, but give yourself some time. And, you know, it's going to be hard, but like I said, the hardest part is showing up to that film session, watching it, and actually seeing what you're doing wrong, right? So this is tough sometimes because people don't want to watch it. People just want to, you know, put it out of their head. But in order to really grow from failure, we got to dissect it. We just do. So we can watch it, we can see what we did wrong, and then hopefully next time we can do better knowing what we did. And then another thing is setting new goals. So after failure, if you continue to work hard and you continue to set new goals, you're not going to be thinking about that failure as much, right? Because you're going to be so focused and so driven and so determined on these new goals. You really have a new perspective because you're not thinking about that failure if you always have something new to attack. And then obviously another one is staying positive through adversity, right? So this is tough because it can really get dark. I mean, I'm an athlete, I know, you know, last year at my junior college, I really was having a tough time. I was hitting very poorly, and I was just in a somewhat dark place because I had to have a good season in order to transfer, and I ended up doing it because I'm here at Lindenwood at Division One. But what I mean is I was putting a ton of pressure on myself, and I was telling myself I have to do well, I can't strike out. And I feel like staying positive through adversity would have helped me a lot better. Now, I talked to my older brother who played Division One baseball, I talked to my parents, I talked to, you know, coaches, and they really helped me because they said, hey dude, the only reason that you're failing and the only reason that you're making this a bigger deal is because your thoughts are allowing it to happen, right? I read a book, I forgot the author, but it's called Don't Believe Everything You Think. And I think this really resonates with staying positive through adversity, because the results were happening, right? It is what it is. But, you know, staying positive is super important, because if you let yourself go into this dark hole with all these negative thoughts and all these thoughts of failure, and you relay the situation, what happened again in your head, you're just going to dig yourself a deeper hole. What happened was I ended up getting out of that slump, and I ended up, you know, hitting 10 home runs in the last, you know, two and a half weeks. And I really do think it was because I started showing up to the field, you know, in a goofy mood, laughing, you know, acting like, hey, you know what, let's just have fun with this, let the results be what they are, which was what I was talking about earlier. We can't let failure be in the back of our head, or else we're gonna fail. And I truly believe that. So I just want to wrap up by talking about that Babe Ruth quote that I talked about earlier. Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from hitting a home run. So what does that mean? If we allow failure to, you know, get stuck in the back of our head, and we start playing life, you know, in a not to lose mentality instead of a play to win mentality, you know, we start getting passive, and that's when we actually fail, you know? And so I just want to leave you guys with that mentality of there's winners and there's losers, but the winners, those guys play to win, and the losers play not to lose. Thank you, guys. All right, guys. As always, thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, and share. And make sure to tune in next week as we talk about the role of team support in overcoming failures and adversity. All right. We'll see you next week.